AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. NATO leaders in Brussels declared China poses a constant security challenge and is working to undermine global order. They're also worried about China's development of nuclear missiles. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says NATO countries need to stay united.
Europe and North America must stand strong together in NATO to defend our values and our interests, especially at a time when authoritarian regimes like Russia and China challenge the rules-based international order.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel celebrated the opening of a new chapter at NATO.
Amerikanischen Präsidenten Joe Biden.
This is President Biden's first NATO summit. Italian Premier Mario Draghi made a not-so-subtle dig at former President Donald Trump in welcoming Joe Biden to NATO. He pointed out Trump's first overseas trip was to Saudi Arabia. Amid an uproar over the Justice Department's secret seizure of Democrats' phone records, the department's top national security official is stepping down.
A department official says John Demers will leave his post by the end of next week. He's one of the few Trump appointees still serving in the Biden administration, and another official says Demers had long planned to resign by month's end. His departure comes amid questions about what he knew about the department's efforts to secretly seize data from both House Democrats and reporters as part of leak investigations. Attorney General Merrick Garland says political considerations cannot play a role in any investigative or prosecutorial decisions. Sagar Magani, Washington.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to announce restrictions on social contact will remain in place for a few more weeks because of rising infections due to the Delta coronavirus variant. Vaccine maker Novavax says in studies its vaccine was highly effective and also protected against variants. This is AP News. A Pekingese named Wasabi is best in show at the Westminster Dog Show.
And tonight's best in show to the Pekingese.
The winner announced on Fox Sports. Waddling through a small but mighty turn in the ring, 3-year-old Wasabi nabbed U.S. Dogdom's most prestigious prize. It was a poignant win that came after one of his co-owners, Iris Love, died last year of COVID. This notches a fifth ever win for the unmistakable toy breed. By the way, Wasabi gets his name from his mother, Sushi. Meanwhile, a whippet named Bourbon repeated as runner-up this year. 2,500 champion dogs entered the show, which was held outdoors at an estate in suburban Tarrytown, New York. I'm Julie Walker.
Olympic champion Ryan Lochte failed to advance from the preliminaries of the 200-meter freestyle, the first event of the U.S. Olympic swimming trials. Lochte is attempting to make his fifth Olympic team. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.